And lastly, here's Destin from Smarter Every Day talking about the conservation of angular momentum, and since it's YouTube, cats.
Hey, it's me, Destin. Welcome back to Smarter Every Day. So you've probably observed that cats almost always land on their feet. Today's question is why? Like most simple questions, there's a very complex answer. For instance, let me reword this question. How does a cat go from feet up to feet down in a falling reference frame without violating the conservation of angular momentum?
So here's something all four of these videos have in common. They all have more than 500,000 views on YouTube. And those are people watching not in classrooms, but because they are part of the communities of learning that are being set up by these channels. And I said earlier that YouTube is like a classroom to me, and in many ways it is, because here is the instructor. It's like the old-fashioned classroom. Here is the instructor, and then beneath the instructor is the students, and they're all having a conversation. And I know that YouTube comments have a very bad reputation in the world of the internet, but in fact, if you go on comments for these channels, what you'll find is people engaging the subject matter, asking difficult, complicated questions that are about the subject matter, and then other people answering those questions. And because the YouTube page is set up so that the page in which I'm talking to you is on the place where I'm talking to you is on the exact same page as your comments, you are participating in a live and real and active way in the conversation. And because I'm in comments, usually, I get to participate with you. And you find this whether it's world history or mathematics or science or whatever it is.